الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طوبى لمن رآني وآمن بي ثم توبى آمن به لم يروني سبع مرات أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أحمد في مسنده. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
میرے دوستو، بزرگو، بھائیو، نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت اس امت کے ساتھ کتنی ہے؟ How much رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had love for this ummah. There are numerous riwayats and ahadith mentioned in different books. Kitni muhabbat. اور ہم کو اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت اور واقعات کو اپنے گھر میں بیان کرنا چاہیے. We have to explain our children the love of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم for this ummah. Then they will get close to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If you're not going to explain our children, they don't have love for رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Because first love come in the heart, then they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is no love, they are not going to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many ahadith, so many ayats in the Quran Kareem also. The ayat which I recited now, the khutbah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الرَّؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. The Ra'uf and Rahim, most kind, most merciful, these are the sifat of Allah. Ra'uf al-Rahim, sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah. From 99 names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ra'ufun al-Rahim. But Allah has mentioned in the Quran Kareem for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Harisun alaykum bil mu'minina Ra'ufun Rahim. Mere Nabi ko apni ummat ke saath itni muhabbat کہ دوسری جگہ اللہ کو کہنا پڑا نہ اللہ کباخی النفس کا اللہ یکون مؤمنین، اگر وہ ایمان نہیں لائیں گے تو آپ اپنی جان دے دیں گے. If they're not going to believe in you, you're going to leave your life. You're going to give your life for them. Look at Allah, so mercy on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he was haris. He had lots of zeal that people accept my Islam and they also go in Jannat with me. اور ہمارے لیے تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایسے وارث ہیں، ایسے ہیں، وہ پہلے بھی تھے، کل بھی تھے، آج بھی ہے اور قیامت تک خاتم النبیین ہے، پہلے سے انہی کی زندگی. His life is our life. His sunnats we have to follow. Look at the story Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, ma kana lin nabiy wal ladina amanu an yastaghfiru lil mushrikeen walau kanu uli qurba min ba'di ma tabayyana. Allah said in the Quran Kareem in 10 para cheap. Abdullah ibn Ubay, who was a raisul munafiqin, munafiqon ka sardar, امام منافقوں کا. منافق کس کو کہتے ہیں؟ منافق کہتے ہیں اس آدمی کو جس کا منہ کلمہ پڑھے دل کلمہ نہ پڑھے. منافق the hypocrites mean the whose mouth say the kalima la ilaha illallah but the heart he don't accept kalima from the heart. That's called منافق. There is two categories of منافق. منافق فی العقائد، منافق فی الاعمال. عمل میں بھی منافق ہوتا ہے. اب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned حدیث of بخاری شریف ان کتاب الایمان آیت المنافق ثلاث، اذا حدث کذبا واذا وعد اخلفا واذا اؤتمن خانا وفی روایت واذا خاصم فجرا. اذا حدث کذب، دا منافق وہ ہے جب بات کرے جھوٹ بولے. This is also sign of the hypocrites. Whenever he talks lies. But this is the amal munafiq, not the belief one. Belief one, they're not going to go in Jannat. But the amal one, they will go in Jannat and then they'll go to Jannat if they don't make Tawbah. Idha haddatha, the sign of hypocrites, idha haddatha kadhiba. When you talk, when you speak, what you do? Talk lies. It's a sign of hypocrites. منافق کی نشانی اللہ کے نبی بخاری شریف مسلم شریف کے حدیث ہے. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ، when he promise then he break his promise. That's why we must say inshallah. My you can't reach, my you can't fulfill. But generally you said I will do this, I will do that, and then he don't, then he decide. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ، جب کوئی امانت رکھے، someone keep that trust and امانت by you، خانہ، he destroyed it. Don't give it back. Another روایت of مسلم شریف، وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَاجَرَ، when he fights always sways. وہ کیا کہتے ہیں؟ F&Bs always on his tongue. That's a sign of منافق. یہ منافق کی نشانی، یہ اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں. So many are doing this, they had the sign of the hypocrisy. عبداللہ ابن ابی رئیس المنافقین، who was a رئیس of منافقین، the leader of the hypocrisy. In aqaid wise, in belief wise, he used to believe, he used to say from the mouth, La ilaha illallah. From the heart, he was enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the person who slandered our mother Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Lucky the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran Kareem, Al khabithatu lil khabithina wa tayyibuna lil tayyibati. Khabith ke liye khabith bhi hoti hai. My Nabi is a tayyib and pure. How can his wife be khabith? Na'uz billah. Pure. My Nabi is pure, his wife is pure.
Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem. And look at the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's asking the Sahaba, what you say? What you say about the story and slandering? What is your mashwira? What you say? He's asking everyone's. Then he asked Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, what is your suggestion? Tumhara kya mashwira hai? Is baare mein aap mujhe kya rai dete ho? Ki ye jo slander kar raha hai meri bibi Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha ke baare mein. That was Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting there. Sahaba was sitting there. Then Umar radiyallahu ta'ala said, in front of the gathering, oh mere Nabi, batao. Aapne nikah unse padha, aapki choice hai ya choice somebody else's? It was your choice to marry Hazrat Aisha or somebody else. فرمایا میں نے نہیں حدیث بخاری شریف جبرائیل علیہ السلام came and he brought the silky cloth and you see the photos of حضرت عائشہ and he says یا رسول اللہ you have to marry this woman
سبحان اللہ
this woman and Allah knows the natures of the people if he's a bad woman why Allah send this message to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that you have to marry بات میری سمجھ آ رہی ہے طیبون للطیبات پاک لوگوں کے لیے پاک بیوی ہے ناپاک لوگوں کے لیے ناپاک بیوی ملے گی اللہ said in the قرآن کریم then حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں ساری زندگی یہ فلائی جو ہوتی ہے نا فلائی جو گندگی پر بیٹھی ہے the fly sit on the dirt فرمایا کبھی بھی آپ کے بدن کے اوپر فلائی نہیں بیٹھی اے میرے آقا آپ کے بستر پر گندی عورت کیسے آ سکتی ہے
سبحان اللہ
who said that حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایک مکھی اللہ بیٹھنا نہیں دیتا آپ کے بدن کے اوپر کیسے ایک گندی عورت آپ کے بستر پر آ سکتی ہے and Allah revealed the whole ruku of Surah An-Nur my Aisha is Nabi, my Nabi's wife Aisha is pure clear And this is a man, Raisul Munafiqin, who slandered Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And he built a masjid in Masjid in Madina Munawwara, nearby Masjid Quba, not so far from Masjid Quba. The land is still empty today. Still empty. He and his followers, they built a masjid, what Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem. The masjid is called Masjid Dirar. Ham. He said, planning meeting hall. It was a Muslim masjid. It was a meeting hall to plan against the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he came, Ya Rasulullah, I built the masjid. Aap aayen uski opening kar de. Iftita kar de, aap tashreef laayen. Uski opening kar de aap. To hum usme namaz, jo budhe log hai, they can't go to Masjid Nabawi. At least they can come this masjid. And they can read namaz here. Disabled people are very close, those who. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not now, I'm going to back to Tabuk now. On the way back, I will come to your masjid. And I will do duas there. Yani koi Allah wala aata hai to, wahan do rakat namaz par de, dua kar de. Jab masjid hoti hai to dua karai jati hai. Again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, not now. Main ja raha hu Tabuk battle mein. I'm going the battle of Tabuk, when I come back, I will come to you. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from battle of Tabuk, he just entered in Madina Munawwara, and Jibreel alayhi salam came, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, don't go in the masjid to make dua. That's not masjid. They're planning, they're making this hall for you to harm you in that masjid. کیا کیا اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دو تین صحابہ کو بھیجا کہا اس کو جلا دو burn that masjid اس نے قرآن burn it جو اللہ کا گھر دشمنی کے لیے ہو اسلام کے خلاف ہو قرآن کے خلاف ہو نبی کے خلاف ہو مسجد نہیں وہ مسجد نہیں ہے اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا تو درار ہے تکلیف دینے والی چیز ہے معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ جب دل کالا ہو جاتا ہے, when the heart become dark because of sins, so اس کو اچھی چیز بھی بری لگتی ہے. That's a good things also he feel bad. It's not good. اچھے آدمی بھی اس کو برے لگتے ہیں. Look at obedience today. When they commit so many sins, when the parents tell them something good, they don't like it. You my enemies. I don't want to see you my father. I don't want to see you my mother. I don't like you. But they telling you for your own good. That's right, isn't it? Tumhare own fayde ke liye keh rahe hain. The parents are telling you for your own benefit. Parents never be enemy for the children. Ye sab kisse milta hai? Jab aadmi ka dil kala hota hai to usko achhi cheez bhi buri lagti hai. Anyway, is a short and sweet. I have to, what time to finish? 20 past. ٹھیک ہے, انشاءاللہ. آپ امتیاز جسٹ سٹیئرنگ ایٹ می. Anyway, inshallah, we want time inshallah. So said Abdullah ibn Ubay Raisul Munafiqin, when he died, now his son was a pure sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name also Abdullah, son name also Abdullah. People love their Allah because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I love three names. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah love three names. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim. Allah love these three names. And some people, they love the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know that. Subhanallah. As I went, Uzbekistan, Bukhara, Samarkand, there is one graveyard there. There are more than 500 scholars are sleeping in the graves. And most of them, till the 10th generation, 20, 30, name Muhammad. So and so, Muhammad. Father name Muhammad, dada's name Muhammad, grandfather's name Muhammad. That's why in the graveyard, only the buried that scholar of hadith with two conditions, who memorized 100,000 hadith. Memorized 100,000 hadith, and his name should be Muhammad. There's two conditions. Only can buried in the graveyard. There was a 500 scholars who were memorized the 100,000 hadiths, and their name was Muhammad Sahib Hidayah, the Hidayah who wrote that. His name was, he also memorized the 100,000 hadiths, but his name was not Muhammad. That's why they didn't allow him to marry there. He memorized 100,000 hadiths, but name was not Muhammad. Some loved Muhammad. Subhanallah. Anyway, when he died, to his son Abdullah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because father said, Abdullah, go and say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want his sheet and chadar for my kafan. He's asking the chadar for his kafan. Son is telling, you know that, that what you did, you troubled him whole life. Now you're asking his sheet and chadar for your kafan now. He said, agar mujh jaisa دشمن دنیا میں کوئی نہیں تو نبی جیسا محبت کرنے والا بھی کوئی نہیں ہے.
سبحان اللہ.
Yeah, I was an enemy of him and all the sahaba. Definitely he is the most kind, merciful. He will give you. He went there, told Ya Rasulallah, says my father passed away and his request, he will come from your chadar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his chadar out, blessing chadar, and he gave it to him. Go. That was a good man and good character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقْ عَظِيمٍ. دشمن کے ساتھ بھی اتنی محبت پیار کے ساتھ کہ وہ بھی پانی پانی ہو جاتا تھا. وہ جس ریڈنگ ون دا اسٹوری دیٹ فیو بفور کووڈ دیر از اے سن ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام. And the mother also accepted Islam with the effort of the son, both of them. But they had no courage to say, father to accept Islam. They were scared of the father to say, become Muslim. SubhanAllah. One day the mother said, today we're going to sit down, have a meeting, and we're going to tell your father to accept Islam. When they sat down, mother, son, and father, and they told the father, مسلمان ہو جاؤ, accept اسلام.
سبحان اللہ.
He stood up and he went up in the room and locked the door. The next day morning he came out and he said, son and his wife, okay, I want to accept Islam. He accepted Islam. But it was something funny. We told you last night you didn't accept Islam. You went away, you locked yourself. Now morning you coming to us and telling accept Islam. I want to accept Islam. Why? He said, whole night I was revising and thinking of my past life, that I had one friend in school from the year one till matric. That was called Abdul Rahman. He was my friend and always he was a very kind. He had a lots of good character, lots of manner. He had respect me and always he liked me, he advising me. So many things for years and years. When we finished our schools, after that, what happened? Me and him both together were working in one shop also for years and years. Then I become retired. And after that, wo kahin gaib ho gaya, nahi mil raha. Agar wo Abdul Rahman aaj mere saath hota, to میں کبھی بے ایمان نہ ہوتا, کب سے مسلمان ہو جاتا. What he said to his son and his wife, I am not accepting Islam because of you. Because of you, you inviting me to Islam. No, I am accepting Islam because of the good character of my friend Abdul Rahman. If we show the manner and character to the people today, wallah, today the people are the thirsty, they want to see the Muslim's character. Muslims behavior. Today we always think negative, not positive. Negative. One day, there were three people, we went to see a sick person. I went to see that. That one of them said, what happened to you? He says, certain sickness I got in my stomach. Oh, bad, very bad, very bad. And my father also passed away in same sickness. ارے بھائی, یو سپوز ٹو سے لاباس تہور انشاء اللہ, لاباس تہور انشاء اللہ, ڈونٹ وری, یو ول گیٹ بیٹر. وٹ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم taught us, what we do, make him more scared. وہ آدھا بیمار ہے تو پورا بیمار ہو جائے گا. If you bring the 50 cancer patients to me, and if I tell him every day new things, mashallah, you look better than yesterday, you look better than yesterday, you will see that اس کی ہاف بیماری تو ویسے ہی ختم ہو جائے گی. We have to think positive. We think always negative in so many things. Bahut sare kaam ke andar hum negative sochte. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, take it. And then plus, when they put his body in the grave, took it out. And he said, okay, bhai, ye mera saliva le, aur uske saliva dal, apna saliva, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne اس کے منہ میں رکھا, شاید اس سے کی مغفرت ہو جائے. مائک اللہ کین فقیب ہم دا, مائک اللہ کین فقیب. But remember one thing, حکیم الامت حضرت مولانا شبلی صاحب تھان بھی رحمت اللہ فرماتے ہیں, اگر ایمان نہیں ہے, if you don't have ایمان, even though the کعبہ's گلا become your کفن, نہ گولے فقیب بھی اللہ تعالیٰ. Iman is important. If there is no iman, your namaz, your ibadat, nothing will accept. Iman is important from the mouth, from the heart. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Remember that. Remember. Here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his saliva, his sheet, kafan. And he stood up for janaza namaz too. He stood up for janaza namaz also. Can you believe? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu pulling Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sheet from the back. Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? Whose namaz are you performing? It troubles you so much. He did this, he did that, he did that. He slandered your wife, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, Allah ta'ala told you no. He said, where is it? He said, Allah said in the Quran, istakbir lahum, awlaad tastakbir lahum, in tastakbir lahum sab'eena marratan, falayakfir Allah lahum. The muhaddisin, the mufassirin said, even you do so many times istighfar, Allah not going to forgive him. فَلَنْ يَكْفِرَ اللَّهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so merciful. He says, Allah mentioned the word of sab'eena, 70 times. I will do more than 70 times, may Allah can forgive him.
He was so merciful, so kind. That's why once in night, Imam Muslim Rahimullah said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was crying. Jibril Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. It's a long hadith. But Allah knows everything. Allah is still sending Jibreel to find out why my Nabi is crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, so why are you crying? He said, what's going to happen for my ummah? That's what the hadith of Musnad Ahmad, many Imam Albani, many of them said, Sahih, Tuba liman amana bi wa lam Tuba liman yarani wa amana bi. Said, glad tidings for them, those who believe in me and have seen me, meaning companions. Companions. After that, he mentioned Tuba, Summa Tuba, Summa Tuba. Glad tidings, hadith of Musnad Ahmad. 7 times he said, Tuba. Kiske liye? For whom? He said, Amana bi wa lam yarawni. Those who believe in me, but they never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unseen, they believe Rasulullah is a final Nabi. For them, glad tidings. The hadith of Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal mentioned the hadith. Also, once he went in a graveyard, and he said, Assalamu alaykum. Abu Muslim Sharif's hadith, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, in Muslim Sharif. Assalamu alaykum, dara qawmin mu'mineen, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahi. He made the salam when he entered in the graveyard. Hamare paas to time hi nahi hai graveyard jane ka. We don't have time to go graveyard. He went with salam. Now what he said? Waditu anni kad ra'aytu ikhwanana. I love to see my brothers. Ikhwan, word of ikhwan. So sahaba says, alasna ikhwanuk, we are not your brother. Alasna ikhwanuk, hadith in Muslim Sharif. Said, antum ashabi, you are my companions. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Antum ashabi, you are my companions. Mention further, my brother. Brother, you're not going to become like sahabi, remember? Eh? Don't take the wrong meaning. My brothers, those who not come yet in this world, I will leave this world, but they will believe me as a final Nabi and they will bring Iman on me. Tuba. For them glad tidings. We are supported. That's why Allah has given me and you Iman. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar used to say, every day we must read two rakat salatu shukr. Okay, Ya Allah, you gave me the Iman. You gave me Iman. And you keep us with Iman. And when our time comes, take us with Iman. When you depart this world, you just say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every day reading 2 rakat namaz, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَازِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah tumhara iman ko aur strong kar denge. Allah will bring the light in your heart of the noor of Iman. Inshallah. If we read 2 rakat of namaz, that Ya Allah, I'm so fortunate. I born in the house of Muslim and I got Iman. My father is Muslim. My brother is Muslim. My families are Muslim. MashaAllah. Ay Allah, keep me on Iman and whenever time comes, take us with Iman and watawafana. On the day of Qiyamah, watawafana Muslim, we die as a Muslim. And when you resurrect us, take us from our grave as a Muslims. اللہ تعالی ہم کی توفیق عطا فرمائے آمین اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ سچی محبت نصیب فرمائے آمین وی اللہ گیو اس دا ٹرو لو وذ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین